Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be with you for just a few minutes to talk about why many of our in-store teams, without meaning to, mind you, end up basically hiding in plain sight within our stores. A senior manager friend of mine shared an observation that I've heard in one form or another more times than I care to remember over the years. He made an unannounced visit to one of his in-store branches and at first glance said he really couldn't have asked for a better initial impression. He told me that if he would have had a checklist of what the branch should look like, he'd have given it high marks. Everything looked fine, the branch was clean looking and not cluttered, and there were marketing pieces throughout the branch and everyone seemed busy. But as he stood back and observed the situation, the thing that nagged at him was that the branch and its employees seemed non-existent to shoppers in the store. Sure, he was paying attention. It was his branch. But as a little time went on, he noticed shoppers really weren't even looking over toward the branch. People went about their business, and his branch and its team were irrelevant to them. He kidded, it was like we were the dog food aisle, and nobody in there owned a dog. They have no interest in what we offer. Now, the more troubling thing to him was that it seemed that his employees were no more interested in the customers just a few steps away from their branch than those customers were in them. His team seldom looked out into the store. He saw no attempts at making eye contact with anyone not also wearing a bank name tag. He said he didn't think they meant it, but they almost resembled a private clique. He laughed and said that they were dressed a little nicer than most folks in the store and gave off the impression that they were some kind of exclusive club. He joked with me, I wanted to walk over and say, can I ask a favor? Can we maybe step out there and just say hello to a few people? I laughed and told him that that was far from the worst idea I had heard recently. I then pointed out that he wasn't thinking of suggesting, can we just step out there and sell something? Okay, now maybe that's what he was thinking, but he instinctively knows that simple greetings and small talk are the first steps toward future, more consequential financial conversations. Non-sales-focused conversations are not simply okay. They are absolutely essential to developing relationships. I suggested that we too often create sales cultures that actually reduce the number and quality of the conversations we have. When we only leave our branches to talk about our products and services, folks soon judge us by our actions. Store customers aren't seeing my friend's employees as nice folks that they can have a sociable chat with. They see salespeople. And most folks react to salespeople as they would to, well, zombies. Concurrently, his teams aren't looking at shoppers as potential new friends, but as, well, cold call prospects. And they aren't exactly enthused about getting out there and being summarily rejected. So they avoid putting themselves in that position by staying in the branch. Possibly the greatest competitive advantage that an in-store location has is the unmatched face-to-face access it has to large numbers of potential customers and members on a daily basis. Far too often, however, our branches end up hiding in plain sight. The overwhelming majority of store shoppers aren't walking into our stores shopping for financial services today. If the only types of conversations we're looking to have with them involve things we sell, customers can be forgiven for looking the other way when they're near one of your branches, or even heading in another direction if they see team members out in the store. I like to ask our in-store bankers pretty simple questions to remind them of what it takes to become and remain relevant in their stores. I ask, how many people did you simply say good morning to today? Don't kid yourself, and don't count fellow employees. How many store employees and store customers did you smile at today and say, good morning, or hey, it's good to see you? How often this week did a gesture or comment from you get another human being to say, thank you, or some version of, wow, that's so nice, or hey, I appreciate that? How many people have told you anything about themselves, or their kids, or their pets, their jobs, their hobbies, this week? A world of new friends, new customers, and new members are only a few feet away from us every day in our stores. But it's a world that we won't be a part of unless, well, we make ourselves a part of it. A good place to start might be with my friend's suggestion. Maybe just step out there and say hello. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.